Hi, this is Martha Burford from St. John's Church, Richmond, Virginia, and St. Catherine's School, Richmond, Virginia. You know, those hymns that pierce with a joy so incisive, you find yourself, your lips quivering and eyes welling and your chest heaving a little. You try to keep singing and joining in with the other voices. For the fruit of all creation, to the tune East Acklam, is one of those hymns for me. No matter how many times sung, I feel that light that surprises, dear William Cooper described in a different hymn. What catches me in For the Fruit of All Creation? Well, one time it might be Fred Pratt Green's exquisite creation imagery in verse 1, the bounty, the harvest, the yearning, the silent growth in God's gift to all who live and move. Sometimes it's the second verses claiming the power of baptism. Sing verse 2, those words in our worldwide task of caring for the hungry and despairing, God's will is done. Then turn to page 304 of our Book of Common Prayer and read the baptismal covenant. Pratt Green's words and Francis Jackson's tune let us sing the essence of it. Another time I'm lifted by the mountainous climb in the musical architecture. Jackson takes us up and up and up, really carries us. It's so beautifully done, it makes the heart leap. And then he lets us land soundly. Many times I've felt the congregations being swept up and confident because Pratt Green and Jackson gave them a lofty and so singable love song for God. And without fail, every time that third verse gets me. It brings us home, glorious home, with words that astound us and truths that confound us, for love has found us, finds us, will always. Thanks be to God.
Thanks to Martha Burford for this episode. Songs in the Desert is a collaborative audio project exploring Christian hymns and our responses to them. To learn more about Songs in the Desert and how to contribute your own reflection on any hymn you want, visit sindon.org/hymns. I'm David Sindon. Thank you for listening.